BIP of Bizarre Interest Productions. And so you saw right the thumbnail or the title of this video, and this is going to be the most controversial YouTube video I've released so far. And I've cosplayed as Racist Spider-Man. We're doing the top 10 strongest bladers in Beyblade X, ranked weakest to strongest. So technically I had about 20 bladers to choose from, and I had to factor in everything. Their wins, losses, how they won or lost, how they fare against other opponents, and most importantly, at their peak performance in Season 1, who would win against everyone else on this list in most situations. This was a difficult list, and while 5 of these choices were easy, the other 5 were not, and all I ask is that you give this video a listen. If you got this far, type Black Shell History Month in the comment sections below to prove you watched the video. So, let's get started with number 10. So, for number 10, Rex. Bet you didn't expect to see him here. Well, for my number 10 pick, I'm looking at someone who's more likely to win when at their maximum potential. Rex is considered a rookie killer at best, or a complete dunce within a battle. And looking at his battles with Multi, X, and Chrome, for most bladers that have a strategy as a sitting duck, he'll be able to wreck them with the right timing. And for more mobile opponents, his jumping gimmick would help him avoid most of the more dangerous members hovering around his level. The only people at the consideration for this spot were Cho, Yuni, Pakun, and Kadovar, and I had to ask myself, at their best, could they win? Considering he was able to burst Night Lance, Cho and Kadovar would be at a massive disadvantage. Pakun would have to require time to work on a replica that could match it, and he could easily avoid Yuni's parry or attack blade. Rex is a fitting choice, and he makes the number 10 spot on this list. Number 9, King. Yeah, King is either going to be pretty high or low on most people's lists, and anyone able to tie with Burn and X in a match is obviously going to be someone who makes this list. And this is no shade against the King. In the first arc, he was able to give Common X trouble even in the second round. After that, he was able to fight off multiple Phoenix Feather Bladers to the point of near exhaustion. He's also far from just being a muscle-bound fighter, altering his Beyblade's trajectory to ensure that he's blocking Burn's Phoenix Wing from entering the battlefield. The main reason he's so low is that I have to think about the final battles and if he could pull off some of the feats against the 6 competitors in the match. While he definitely could put up a fight against anyone, and there's 3 people above him you could make a case he could beat, at his best, it's a high difficulty challenge, but the King would give us a great battle, so he makes number 9 on this list. Then there's number 8, Burn, or if you're watching the dub, Blaze. So this is going to be a contentious choice, so let's get the obvious out of the way. Why is Burn over King when they are tied? So I look back at their battles to see just how crazy their past battles were, and while both X had put in some effort to defeat them, when you look at their first clashes, King and X both got a knockout finish, while Phoenix Wing was able to just cause a joint over finish. That may seem like they're equal, but when you think about how Xu had to make an infinite extreme dash to beat Burn, it implies Burn was a tougher opponent to defeat than X. Well, King in this case. Again, I can see an argument for King beating Burn, but even then his prototype Bay was able to tire out King after multiple clashes, and no one can deny Burn earns his place in the top 10. Now for number 7, and this is going to be the start of the controversy, Multi. Well, if I haven't started a war in the comment section before, now I will. Obviously, Multi's awesome, our first official female protagonist, because Persona all counts, while Cowards won't count pre as one despite being co-protagonist with Bell and Quadstrike. Those freaking cowards. Anyway, we have to look at her performance against Shigeru, which, yeah. She barely managed to almost pull off an overfinish against her sister and even get a draw with Wizard Rod. So we know with just a bit more power, she had a chance of getting 2 points off her sister. The question is, if she could beat Burn or King, and given how much Wizard Rod had to endure against Weiss Tiger, there's a good chance Mirror Reflection would be able to defeat Leon Claw. While with Phoenix Wing, it depends on if she can use Night Lance to replicate a similar vibe, or Phoenix Wing's power and speed will come at a huge risk to its stamina. Multi would obviously struggle, but based on how she performed against her sibling, there's a chance she could be above everyone below her at her maximum performance, so she takes number 7 on this list. Number 6, Shieru. Now, I'm not going to lie, my top four were set in stone, but Shiedu is easily the choice I had the hardest time picking between on this list. And it's really thanks to his Beyblade, Black Shell. Black Shell was able to defeat another defensive blader in Takumi Stone Mountain, and based on that, it would make things extremely hard for Multi's Nightlance or any other Bey with high weights. Unless you have a Beyblade with a higher, greater offensive power or has a mechanic that's really good against defensive types like Shigeru and Bird Proved, any blader is going to have a hard time breaking free. Keep in mind, Bird had to go for an extreme dash that would make it possible for anyone to take him on, and that's why he's number 6 on this list. Speaking of which, let's get to number 5. Bird. Now, if I had to think long and hard if I put Bird above Shiryu and Multi, and after looking at his performance against Shiryu, if they were to go multiple rounds again, I think Bird has shown he was able to defeat him, or could defeat him. An extreme finish without doing that much damage at the start is difficult for most people to do, even Exu, and Bird was able to activate it with Hell's Scythe in the anime and Hell's Hammer in the manga. Given how Bird was able to replicate Draconic Break if he used Hammer or Chain against Shiedu again in another match, and Shiedu's Tide would probably take a hit with an opponent who starts to underestimate him, if these two were to go at it again with their current points at the end of the season, it's possible Bird takes it. Burn's Phoenix Wing would have a tough time surviving a hit like that. Against Multi, it would be a lot more even in terms of strategies and which base to use, and he could probably beat King with that move, though I understand this is easily going to be a contentious choice, so that's why he's at number 5 on this list. Now, number 4, we go from Shiryu and Bird's battle to Shigeru herself. Now, Shigeru is pretty tough to assess as an opponent because she's only used one battle with her main Beyblade in Season 1, but despite that, we all know how dangerous she is. Her Beyblade can work well against any type, so while she would struggle against Shiryu, based on her experience and skill, she could probably take him on or use Extreme Dash to finish them off. She was able to beat Multi initially effortlessly before putting in more effort. And against Bird, while using both balance types, she was able to outpace with his own series of Beyblades. So with the extreme finish, Bird could pull out the win, though Shigeru probably would be a hard counter for him 9 times out of 10. In third place, we have Quinn. Quinn being in third place might come off surprising, especially since I kind of said she was a little bit overrated. But the main reason why she's as high is off prestige alone. She was able to beat all but 9 bladers in her time. She trained King to be the very beast that he is. And the only two people able to defeat her in a battle in Season 1 are Ryugu and Exu. Her special move can parry almost any opponent's attack. And even using feats from Season 2, she was able to clap Shiedu with no issues, and Common Z was able to give Common X quite the trouble to the point where people weren't sure Exu was going to win that. So she gets third place, but I can see her placement being the major debate of the video. If Bird, Shiedu, and Multi's placements didn't already do that enough. In second place, number 2, Chrome. Now, let's be honest, there was no contest who the top 2 were going to be. Cold Black Drake was so powerful, just a basic launch had speeds compared to an extreme dash that destroyed a replica within less than a minute. This guy had everyone gunning and fearing what happens when he truly goes all out. During the final match, he definitely delivered. After losing with Cold Black Drake, he immediately had Cold Black Dragoon able to tie with Drawn Buster damage, then a tie that leaves Drawn Dagger damaged as well. Not only was Chrome able to transform X's Extreme Dash Infinite into a Draconic Break and Draconic Break Infinite, he pushed X to perform to his own Draconic Break X style in order to win. Even though he had lost, had that been anyone else other than him, no one had been able to survive that move. And that's why he ranked 2nd on this list. Well, obviously we all know what number 1 is going to be, and that's Exu. And let's pretend this wasn't obvious from day 1. Exu from day 1 has put his love for Beyblade into every fight. Even when he's holding himself back like with Phoenix Feather and Takumi, he's still using his love for the game to motivate others into doing the same. The only people that have been able to tie with him are 3 people on this list, and all of which were able to overcome either through trusting his own style, using the potential of his Bey, or maximizing his skill to overcome one of the toughest obstacles. Again, when we're only looking at Season 1, it would be pretty difficult for anyone else to question his position on this list. In general, this was a difficult video to make because of all the variables and situations I had to take into consideration. I genuinely struggled with making this video, and any of these placements would be difficult for anyone to rank. Power scaling, especially in a series like Beyblade, is extremely tricky for anyone. So I hope I didn't ruffle too many feathers with this one besides Burns. So please let me know what you all think, what your rankings would be, and if my points made some sense. All I ask is that you be respectful in the comment section because of how you quantify strength in this case is varied on multiple factors. Thank you all for listening, and BIP of Bizarre Interest Productions, signing off.